Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We've talked today already about, I have a list of stuff here in front of me. Oh, a fly in a guy's butt. Oh, speaking of that, on the airplanes. So, TSA has caught people getting...
He was talking about the insect. You switch into planes there. You sound like somebody was flying their butt.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, I'll get back into that. Right. So there was a fly in a guy's butt during a colonoscopy. How about that? Well, yeah. Hear that story? The guy had a live fly inside his colon. It was born inside him.
They think he ate some larvae.
We talked about this away in the show, and it ruined everybody's breakfast.
And then it hatched inside his intestine.
So I want to kind of ruin some lunches now coming up.
Yeah, get something out there, swat it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, just imagine being the doctor who's running the scope up that guy's colon and be like, wait, what?
Is that a fly?
Because it's just the fly eyeballs looking into the camera, too. Like, hey, what's up?
Well, there's a photo of it in that article. Did you see it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a still shot from the video of them running the scope up his butt.
Did they say anything about him having some idea something was... You know,
no.
Did he feel something moving around in there? It'd
be funny if he was just sitting there all quiet and he could just hear it buzzing and didn't know where it was.
That would suck.
No, they think, Walsh, they think that, he, you know, before the colonoscopy, you know, you have to do a cleanse and a fast. He said the night before his fast, he had pizza and, like, salad, and they think that the larvae for the fly were in the lettuce.
That's a second verse of Skeeter on my Peter, by the way. You know.
Yeah, you got
Skeeter on my Peter, flick it off. There's
it's a lot harder to flick it off. If it's
yeah, that's well, little known second verse of that song. Right. There's a fly in my butthole, flick it off.
You got to open that big old butthole window and get it out. Shoo it, honey.
Shoo it.
Yeah, there is.
I need you to yell shoo in my butthole. All right.
It would be hard to get somebody to look in there for you.
Well, apparently not.
Right, I'm going to need you to gape that so the fly can come out. You mind?
You said that before, haven't you?
No, the photo of this, I mean, of the fly, I mean, I'm sure it's because of the perspective of the lens on this thing, but it looks ginormous.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a horse fly in this guy's colon. But,
that's
I mean,
funny, man.
If you're the doctor behind that thing, you've got to question whether or not, you're seeing this too, right?
Yeah, how did they get it out? I mean, how do you shoo it out?
Shot
I don't know, man. They sent another one up there with a little guy with a swatter.
There.
I don't know, man.
Tyler, turn around, look at her. You see? Right.
Shoot some Raid up there?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't show me that.
How long do flies live to begin with?
Well, not very long.
Yeah.
A few days.
Especially in a butthole.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a dream come true for a fly.
Yeah, it is, because the flies on S is a line for a reason.
Yeah, but no, not this guy, because he did the cleanse. There was nothing in there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably didn't stink as much as
this fly is like the worst luck in the world.
That's why that fly was hanging around. He was looking for, I've been in colons before. This one's clean. What the hell?
But so with no, but with no prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that fly.
Well, I guess it,
you would think he'd be
no
in
prize.
Heaven.
Is great.
But no.
Well, it
no,
sounds like
I found the only clean calling in the country.
Generally, your first line of defense against this, it sounds like, would be stomach acid. So if you, I mean, if you ate something that was, you know, infested like that, they say most of the time your stomach acid would kill
would
off.
Break it down, yeah. Sure.
Would you know, take care of that. But they say sometimes they get lucky and they make it through and then hatch in your intestines.
Gross.
Yeah, it is. It's very gross.
See, and I've worked in environments where I would think I could have had flies in me at one point.
Well, it's a horse fly, yeah. You're around horses and pigs. How big are those flies, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're huge. And right, everywhere. Right. Like, right. You're just, but even not, at a farm, they're everywhere.
That fly in a colon is no health threat, is it?
They say, if you know, I think most of the time when they were talking about, earlier, that like, there's a condition where if you get infested with flies in your and larvae, they said like stomach pain, vomiting, diarrhea, but nothing beyond that.
That'd be diarrhea.
Like that'd be like having worms.
I love this.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
But I'd like to have just one at the next colonoscopy, just one fly in my colon so I can post it.
Put a sticky
stick
trap
up there,
in there.
Man.
One of
stick
those fly ribbons.
Yeah. No, and I don't want it photoshopped. I want a real fly in my colon.
Good luck.
The next time we scope it.
It's good to have dreams.
That's another 10 years for you, though.
But so they think that was only a day-old fly.
Yeah.
They found some stuff in there. That
they found a fly hill in your butt, right?
They found that rodent in there, so they want me to come back in 3 years.
See if he's still there, or at least just pull the skeleton out. Okay.
I'm the type, though, like my grandpa told me when I was like 12 that there was a kid with a roach at school in his ear. They found one. Where I itched my ear for like 50 years. You know, still now I feel, I'm like, you know, I don't want that with my butt.
No.
I itch it enough. I don't want people thinking things are up there.
But like Todd said, you have to gape it for me and see if there's a fly up there.
Shoot a fan up there.
Gape it is a verb now, you know. I'll have to gape that for me, right?
Gape is not a romantic word.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. Don't bring it up in those situations.
Moist and gape.
In the morning. That's a great show, though.
Oh, moist and gaping in the morning.
Moist is the chick, the dude gape. Yeah, gape's pretty funny. Moist is going to be a bitch. And then we talked about, well, there's a strip club. Everybody's pissed off. They might open up in the west, in a suburb of Omaha. That's, you know, because they don't want it there because... It's a good neighborhood with quotes, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So somebody tried to sneak, what, two otters and a prairie dog?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Beck song.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I like that song.
First of all, prairie dogs are just vermin, right? Basically, right? Why would you want a prairie dog?
Apparently, they have some sort of value because a 22-year-old Taiwanese man tried to smuggle them in.
Through a TSA, right?
It was from Australia into Bangkok.
They must be a delicacy.
No, sorry. Other way around. He got them in Bangkok, was trying to smuggle them into Australia, and got caught at the airport in Australia.
There's was no he going to eat them, or do you make a pet out of a prairie dog?
Well, they were still live, so I'm assuming that they were.
Yeah, you could have killed them, made meat, and stuffed them.
Right, because where Tyler Walsh and I come from, they shoot prairie dogs.
They hate them.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, they just right. destroy land.
No, they make a bunch of holes for their homes, and then the cows step in the holes and break their legs.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, they're kind of a nuisance if you're a rancher.
Yeah.
What, do you have to shoot the cow then?
But they're cute little creatures, prairie dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're not ugly looking.
So, I mean, he was going through the airport, and it says authorities caught wise to the man's plan after noticing an unusually large bulge wobbling around his waist.
Looks like he's got
only suspect because it was wobbling.
That's right.
In a little bag.
There's blood pulsating through it. That's what I would say.
That'll get you enhanced screening and a strip search. And it with
a prairie dog tied to his wiener, that'd be funny, man.
Two Asian small clawed otters and a prairie dog, which had all three been stuffed into socks and
into his pants
and taped inside his pants.
That must be a small otter. Aren't otters pretty big?
Yeah.
No, they're all pretty tiny.
But yeah, they've got video of this thing. They're
extracting the socks from his pants and putting these otters and this prairie dog in a bin, and they're just it looks like wiggly socks.
I'm hoping I'm behind that guy at TSA just so I can see that. Man.
Yes, there's a picture of the prairie. If you scroll down far enough,
check his ass.
There's a picture of the prairie dog after they have extracted him from the man's pants and taken the sock off, and he totally looks like he's coming out going, "What the hell was that?" I mean, he just looks flustered, man.
Do you think the guy that got caught could act like he didn't know they were there? Oh, somebody just told me these were socks.
And it shows a guy holding the prairie dog. You don't hold the prairie dog.
He ate some bad salad, too.
Yeah, but he did.
Prairie dog in my pants.
Aren't those things full of rabies?
Are you happy to see me?
I don't know.
You don't pet a prairie dog?
It seems to have some quite large claws on it.
Yeah. But it looks kind of domesticated.
I think they're pretty.
You've never heard of anybody having one of those as a pet.
I think they're kind of disease ridden, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, these are different. You know, these
don't
are.
Don't put it near your penis.
I only put pigeons in my pants.
And then it shows a photo of they're opening up this guy. He's got a pair of stretch pants on, apparently.
Yeah. You'd have
they're,
to.
They're Some pulling Lulu the stretch lemon pants.
Prairie dog pants.
Yeah, forward, and then it shows the three socks with the two otters and the prairie dog. Dangling off his belt.
Is he what I expect? Like just a real skinny looking Asian dude?
No, they don't show his picture.
Okay. I mean, he looks like
you're smuggling otters and a prairie dog. You better be a fat guy. That way they don't know what the lump is down there, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I misread this. This was he didn't make it out of Thailand.
Like it's normal. If you're smuggling.
He got caught at the Thailand.
He got caught trying to leave, and he's now been charged. And apparently, Thailand, they say, is a popular hub for illicit wildlife trackers.
But once again, there's no otters or prairie dogs indigenous to Australia at all. It's a big field. You think it'd be prairie dogs down there?
Well, people want these for
Australia's
pets.
Australia's a big field.
Well, it is. There's a lot of outback there. You think a prairie dog? You know,
maybe he was trying to infest the country.
Yeah.
Prairie dog looks a lot like a chipmunk. What's the difference between that and a chipmunk?
Good point.
No one knows.
No answer, but
no one knows.
Walsh might know.
I think it looks at all like a chipmunk.
Oh.
Probably because they're a.
Maybe I should have Googled a chipmunk as well.
A different genus and a different species.
Yeah, these little otters, they say, are like they're some of the smallest otters in the world, and they're listed as vulnerable. They're a vulnerable species. So these are probably protected highly.
They do look a lot different. I guess I always thought a prairie dog was a chipmunk.
An otter.
So obviously he did it for money. So somebody's willing to pay for those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why? You know, I don't get that. You know?
Here's the deal about Australia. Only cats, dogs, rabbits, and horses and selected species of birds from approved countries may be imported as pets. Prairie dogs are not on the list. So somebody wanted a prairie dog in Australia.
Right.
So you call the guy in Bangkok, and he'll stuff one in his pants and bring it to you, apparently.
Apparently. I got a guy. Don't worry about it.
By the way, how long a flight is that, Bangkok to Australia?
Yeah, probably not as long as you think.
I mean, I know it's not 15 hours like it is from L.A. I'm just wondering how far it is. You're still flying with an otter and some prairie dogs in your next tied to your wiener.
Yeah.
Get that guy some JNCOs next time.
Yeah. Deep pockets, man.
Oh, no, that's a 9-hour flight if you want to go to Sydney.
Oh, really?
There you go.
I thought it'd be closer.
A long time to have a prairie dog in your butt.
Sorry, my cellulite's snorting.
Yeah. And I can't get the time it takes to walk. They don't do that if there's an ocean.
Yeah,
in
that ocean throws a monkey wrench into that.
You can't walk the ocean.
All right. Yeah. At least it wasn't drugs. They kill you for drugs, right? They just kill you for drugs. Yeah.
I think it sounds like this guy's probably going to be spending some time in a Thailand prison.
Yeah, maybe.
What are you in for? Prairie dog.
Yeah.
Prairie dog smuggling.
Smuggled a prairie dog in my pants. Yeah.
And two otters.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.